So I call this meeting to order at 5:01 PM. This is the Planning Commission meeting for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. And tonight we have a public hearing. So first I need a quorum call. Do we have a quorum?
Yes, Chair, you do. And I just make note for everyone that Commissioner Edmonds, I believe, will be joining us 15 or 20 minutes late. So hopefully she'll pop up and throw a word out when she joins us.
Yes. Okay. Do I have a move to approve the agenda and or minutes?
I move to approve the agenda and minutes as written.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so that has been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, I will call a vote. All of those in favor of approving the agenda, please say yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Do I have any opposed? Seeing no opposed, the agenda and minutes have been approved. The next item that is normally on our agenda is the public comments, but as you know, public comments on discussion items are write-in only. Do we have any public comments on discussion items that staff needs to share with us?
No, not this time, Chair.
Okay, so then I will go ahead and move us on to the public hearing. I'm going to call this public hearing on the 2021 to 2026 Capital Facilities Program to order. And the public hearing is being attended virtually through Zoom and it's being recorded. So staff will give a short briefing on the topic of the Capital Facilities Program. And then we will give attendees an opportunity to comment on the Capital Facilities Program if they so choose. If you would like to speak during the public hearing, you need to raise your hand and you need to do that virtually. And that way staff knows you have, and I'm speaking to the attendees right now, that way staff knows you have raised your hand. It will show up and staff will call on you. If you are not attending by computer and you're attending by phone, the way to raise your hand is to press *9. It didn't look last time I checked. I don't think anybody was attending my phone, but it could be wrong on that. And just because you're attending, it does not require you to make a comment, but you are welcome to. Like I said, staff will provide a briefing about the subject of the public hearing. After the staff presentation, I will call for testimony. Staff will call on each person by the name they have on the display. So as an attendee, if you do not want staff calling you by the name you have on the display, change your name and be sure you know what name you have on that display, because that's how they're going to call you up there. And they're going to call you in the order that you raised your hand. That switches around in Zoom for us. It's one of the benefits of Zoom is we know who put their hand up first. Staff will unmute you to speak and staff will lower your hand. So please wait for a prompt that your audio is unmuted before you begin speaking. When it's your turn to speak, please clearly state your name for the record. And each speaker will have up to 3 minutes to make your comments. When you're done speaking, staff will mute your mic. Written testimony was accepted today up until 4 p.m. So before this meeting, and to my knowledge, so far there has not been any written testimony received. Following the public hearing, the Planning Commission will consider all oral and written testimony, and we will modify the proposal accordingly and make a recommendation to the City Council for its consideration for adoption. Please be advised that this is a public hearing. It's an opportunity for you to speak and for us to listen. It is not a question and answer session, and there will be no discussion or deliberations either among the commissioners during the public hearing. And I will add that we are all volunteers and our power is limited to making recommendations to the City Council on the proposal in front of us. So before we get going, I'm going to have the commissioners do a quick self-introduction so you know whom you are addressing. And then I will call on staff to provide the presentation. So I will start with myself. I am Anna Peterson, and I am chair of the Planning Commission, and I also represent the environmental community.
This is Jeff McGinnis. I'm the vice chair of the Planning Commission, and also represent the development community.
Commissioner Torres, why don't you go next?
Hi, everyone. My name is Alyssa Torres, and I represent District 4.
Commissioner Strobel?
Hello, everybody. My name is Andrew Strobel, and I'm representing District 1.
Commissioner Santoff?
Brett Santoff, representing District 3.
Commissioner Carnes?
Chris Carnes, representing Public Transportation.
Let's see. You guys are jumping around now. Commissioner Givens?
Hi, I'm Commissioner Ryan Givens, and I represent Urban Design, Architecture, and Historic Preservation.
And Commissioner Edmonds? Commissioner Edmonds, you're muted. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. There you go. You're unmuted now.
Carolyn Edmonds, I represent District 2.
And did I miss any commissioners?
Forget Commissioner about Horn. Lowly district.
Oh, sorry, Commissioner Horn.
I'm Commissioner David Horn. I represent District 5.
Thank you. Okay, so I will go ahead now and call on staff to provide the presentation. Mr. Nick Anderson and Mr. Stephen Atkinson, the floor is now yours.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Nick Anderson. I just wanted to say thanks for everybody who's joining us today. And we'll go ahead and get started with the presentation. All right, so today we will be doing the public hearing for the Capital Facilities Plan or program more properly. I have a few slides to discuss with you, and then Stephen Atkinson will wrap things up for us. So I wanted to start with the next steps of the process just to give some context about where the document is and where it's going. So today is the public hearing for the document, and we will be taking public comment on the document itself. And at that point, the commission will consider any comments received and formulate its recommendation to the city manager and the city council. In July and August, the city manager will formulate her funding recommendations based on the availability of resources, in addition to the recommendation from the planning request and departmental request. So all of those pieces will be integrated in her recommendation to the city council. The CFP is then submitted to the city council in October. There will be a public hearing at that point, and that will happen along with the adoption of the operating and capital budgets. And there will be public hearings on those documents as well. And we're aiming for adoption of all of those documents in November of this year. So that's where we're going. Let's talk about the document itself. So the capital facilities program is a required component of the Growth Management Act, which is a state law, and it's also incorporated into the city's municipal code. The CFP covers a 6-year planning period. It's reviewed by you, the Planning Commission, for alignment with a comprehensive plan, then adopted by the City Council, along with the financial element at the same time as the biennial budget. With that in mind, let's talk about the roles for the development of the CFP. First, the city's professional staff develops the project proposals. Document then progresses to the Planning Commission. You then review the document to ensure there is alignment with a comprehensive plan. And then this body helps the city with project prioritization, particularly within the tier system, which we discussed last time, and I'll summarize here in a few moments. After the Planning Commission's review and recommendation, the city manager proposes the allocation of available resources, and then the City Council approves the CFP. So what is actually in the document? The next few slides shows you the project list in a few different ways. This first look shows you active and inactive projects. We also have 14 completed projects, as well as several projects in the closeout phase. There's a total of 216 projects proposed for inclusion in the CFP. This graph shows you the projects by tier, and these tiers were designed to help the Planning Commission's review of the project list and inform funding decisions. As we discussed last time I was here, each project is required to submit answers to a series of questions. Those questions are designed to gauge a project's alignment with the comprehensive plan. Tier 1 projects are well-aligned projects, while Tier 3 projects are not as well-aligned. As you can see, most of the projects in the list are Tier 1 projects, indicating good alignment with the comprehensive plan. There are 13 new projects proposed for inclusion. Some highlights include the Vision Zero implementation project, which is a transportation project, but there may be some other aspects to it in addition to the capital piece, which may interest the commission. The document also includes the Heidelberg Soccer Stadium, which we can discuss further if you would like. There's the Tacoma Dome South Edition project, along with several others. The commission requested a map of projects, and we are still working with our partners in other departments, mostly IT and Public Works, to produce a comprehensive CFP map. That's our goal eventually, to have an outward-facing map with all CFP projects in it, which is not quite there yet. In any case, this map here on this slide should be available in your meeting material packets, and it shows where some of the new projects are located. So, at this time, that wraps up my remarks. I'll be available for any discussion, and I'll pass it off to Steve Atkinson.
Great, thank you, Nick. And can we switch to the next slide, please? Yeah, so I just wanted to speak briefly to the some of the other elements that go into conducting the public hearing, that are important consideration for the commission and the public. So in terms of public noticing for the public hearing, we did complete an email distribution to a number of civic organizations, adjacent jurisdictions, neighborhood councils, et cetera. So a pretty wide range of governmental, educational, private and public entities who may have an interest in the project list and the proposals in the CFP. We provided a news release from a media standpoint. The 60-day notice to the state goes to the Department of Commerce. For circulation among state agencies for public comment. We provide a letter to the Puyallup Tribe of Indians, as well as Joint Base Lewis-McChord, as well as the requirements to provide a legal notice in the Daily Index and a News Tribune ad. Next slide, please. We also conducted an environmental review in accordance with the Washington Administrative Code and Tacoma CEPA procedures. So there's a preliminary determination of environmental non-significance of the proposed capital facilities program. So we are accepting comments on the environmental review as well. And if there are no comments or modifications to that, the determination will become final on July 8th. And then next slide. And I think that concludes our presentation. And so if there's any questions, we'd be happy to answer those now or turn it over to the public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Atkinson and Mr. Anderson. I will now call for public testimony. Again, staff will call on each speaker in order that their hands were raised, and you need to use the raise your hand feature in the participants box there. And if you are calling in on a telephone to raise your hand, I just want to remind you it's star 9. Each speaker will have up to 3 minutes to make their comments, and there will be a countdown clock on the screen so that you know how long you have been speaking for and can adjust accordingly. It's not necessary to repeat your testimony given by others, and it's not necessary to fill that full 3 minutes. After we exhaust the raised hands, I will then check again to make sure that there isn't anybody who had any technical difficulties and still wants to speak. So please raise your hand if you'd like to speak and staff will call on you. I'm just giving it a few moments to see if there's anybody raising their hand. At this point, it does not appear we have any hands raised. Okay, with nobody wishing to speak, and is there anybody who wishes to speak and offer testimony who has not been able to raise their hand? Okay. So I am now declaring the public hearing closed then. And I want to thank everybody for being here. And let's see. So now it's going to be time for a really short, quick debrief. And what we're going to do now, and this is more for fellow commissioners, we'll start out by, if you have any questions for staff on this, any specific questions, any technical questions, anything like that, after we've had that opportunity for any question answers, then we will have somebody move, make the motion to approve the draft letter. And after that, then we will have discussion on that draft letter. So at this point, do any commissioners have any questions for staff regarding the Capital Facilities Plan? Okay, seeing no questions, do we have a motion? It would be a motion something about, Commissioner Givens.
I wasn't clear if we got written testimony.
We did not get any written testimony.
Okay, thank you.
So we have not received any public testimony on this, no written and no oral testimony at this point. So it is.
Anna, this is Jeff. I was gonna just quickly question, the number was 13 new projects, but the list only showed, I think it only showed 12. Did I just add wrong? It only showed 11 actually. Were there others that are,
I don't believe so. So I will confirm the number. It could just be a small little data issue. So I apologize for that.
That's all right. That's right. I will move that we forward the letter to City Council approving the CFP package and presenting it to them and recommending approval.
Great. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
All right. Well, it's been moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion? Commissioner Santa.
Thank you. I'm generally in support of the letter and the finding of facts that we have there. I did have a question, though, on how we came about with the topic around the Heidelberg and our recommendations of prioritizing other needs within the community and the housing crisis before funding that project. I just didn't remember us having those conversations as a commission. I'm supportive of that. I just wanted some background.
So thank you for bringing that up. What I would say is that we're not making any, number one, we're not making any funding decisions today. So any
particular findings that you have around any particular project would certainly be worth including in any communication to the city manager or the city council. And then the second, two other things, I guess. The Heidelberg project is classified as a tier two project, I believe. So it is not the highest tier. It is a lower priority than other projects in the CFP. And then the last thing that I was going to mention is that the last action that the city council took on this particular project was to continue exploring it. And since everything has kind of gone sideways, there hasn't been any other discussion at the council level about it. And forgive me, but I'm not quite familiar with the proceedings in this body, but that conversation and the letter of intent was sent, I believe, right before all of our work from home COVID situation began. So that those are the particular issues around that project.
Thank you. Commissioner Strobel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think Commissioner Santoff makes a very decent point about our priorities as a city right now. I'm curious, I know we have a motion on the floor and we're discussing it, but if would it make sense potentially to move to approve the capital facilities plan, but also put in a recommendation to remove the Heidelberg project from the plan? Is that what I'm hearing, Commissioner Santoff?
I wasn't necessarily suggesting we do that. My concern was I saw something in our letter and findings of facts that I did not recall us having discussed as a commission or outlining as a priority for that letter. And so I didn't see it reflected in the minutes from the previous meeting, and was curious if there was something that I had not been party to in conversation or something that I had missed.
I guess I should probably interject, Commissioner Santoff. I had a discussion with staff about the letter, in drafting the letter and putting some language into the letter prior to it, the draft letter going out, in interest of trying to get something together that we could vote on, because we are only meeting once a month at this time. And so that is how we came up with the language regarding Heidelberg for that letter. So you can certainly suggest some other language if you're uncomfortable with it. So it was not staff necessarily putting words into our mouth, if that's the question. I had a conversation with staff about it.
That's the clarity that I needed. Thank you.
Okay.
I support the language. I just want to make sure okay. We had a conversation. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other discussion items? Okay, so it has been moved and seconded. And if there's no other discussion, we will have a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those against say nay. All right, the motion passes, and we will forward that letter on to City Council. So that covers our discussion items D1 and D2 for tonight's meeting. And so we will move on to D3, which is tentative topics of the upcoming our upcoming meeting of August 5th. And then to item F, which is communication items. Does staff have anything they wish to share with us?
Yeah, Chair. So this is Brian Boudet, the planning manager. Just one note I'll make on the upcoming meeting. So you'll see on there for August 5th, our next meeting that's scheduled. We have Tide Flats on there, both the subway plan as well as interim regulations. I think I mentioned at the last meeting, we have a steering committee meeting coming up this next week. It's July 9th. And the steering committee is the elected representatives from all five governments as they come together. The idea at that meeting is hopefully to move forward with the communications plan for the entire subway plan, as well as they will be having a discussion about the possibility of a process to look at non-interim regulations. So something that would move on a faster but somewhat parallel track to look at essentially addressing the ongoing and continuous interim regulations renewal process. So that is a process. Both of these would involve the Planning Commission. And so we will know better after July 9th exactly what the next steps look like, but it's certainly anticipated that we will be starting discussions with the Planning Commission fairly soon about both of those topics. With that, I don't know if Steve wanted to add anything else, but I'll pause there just for a sec. Okay, so the other thing I would mention is that just work program wise, normally right about now is when we would be having our yearly work program discussion with the Planning Commission. Obviously, since we've gone to once a month and many of the projects are kind of on hold with staff being furloughed, things have slowed down a little bit. Most obviously with like the annual amendment, which would have been done by now. But that will kick back off once we get back to our regular meeting schedule. And we're still looking at going back to two meetings a month starting in August when staff return. So my intent or thought is that we will probably have those work program conversations in August. It may be that the first meeting, the one on August 5th, we'll probably focus a little bit on what the rest of the year kind of looks like and how we get through some of the projects that we've got hanging out there. And then maybe it'll be on the second meeting on August 19th when we do the broader conversation about work program and priorities and accomplishments for the last year and stuff like that. So that's just my thoughts on upcoming meetings as we get back into it in August. I guess the other thing I would mention, the current meeting procedures and open public meeting restrictions have been continuously extended. I think today is actually the current deadline, and so I'm still waiting to hear back on what it looks like moving forward. But at this point, we're not expecting there to be any true in-person meetings, probably not in July, and we'll see how things go with the pandemic, obviously, as we start getting towards August. So we'll just have to kind of keep watching and waiting on that and be flexible as however that guidance shifts for us. So appreciate obviously all the work and flexibility that the commissioners have already done over the last few months. I think it's worked relatively smoothly. So definitely appreciate all that. And then I guess I'll just shift to the communication items. You see one on the one that's on there and was included in your agenda packet is the TOD advisory group's progress report, or really it's their report number one. So I'm not sure if Commissioner Carnes or Commissioner Givens wants to say anything about that in reporting back to the commission. I guess I'll pause again for a sec.
To my knowledge, we haven't met in the last several months.
That's true. Yeah, so the DOD advisory group's in an awkward place where they haven't been meeting for a couple of months, but at their last meeting, they did authorize the chair and vice chair to work on finalizing their first report out. So that first report is now sent, but as far as the group is concerned, the intent is to start meeting again in August with them as well. But so I guess I'll just mention quickly, like I say, the progress report is in the packet. So hopefully you've had a chance to look at that or will have a chance to look at it. I think it's a pretty impressive body of work, certainly does a good job of showing all of the analysis and thought that the group has put into it as they've started up since the middle of this last year. It is particularly focused on the Tacoma to Link extension project and provides some early but significant recommendations on that. In particular, both really highlighting the kinds of criteria or local issues that the group feels like are really critical that Sound Transit really consider as it moves forward into its design and environmental process, In particular, I think highlighting both equity and sort of connection to local plans and local benefits as being really important criteria and a way that we all need to look at how that project comes forward. And then the other clear recommendation there is, again, I think as many folks have probably heard, a continuing interest in the close to Sounder station option for the Tacoma Dome area. And the TOD Advisory Group also, I think, concurs and indicates very strongly that at this point, based on everything we know and they know, that that option seems to be very much rising to the top as the preferred option, and then highlights a few things that are going to be really critical if that does move forward, like partnerships on mixed use and transit-oriented development and things like that. So that's all for that one. The last thing I would mention, I guess, is the Planning Commission interview process. The committees, as you know, we're actually past your normal the time period for your normal sequence. The committees have not really been meeting. The council committees haven't really been meeting for the last couple of months as well. They are pretty much all, I think, going to be doing one meeting in July, but limiting it to one topic. So they're just trying to, I think, get back into the swing of things and make sure all the meeting procedures work and things like that, of course. So my expectation is that once August comes around, they will start having more regular meetings and more significant agendas. And at that point, hopefully, we will start to see the Planning Commission vacancy interview process come back online. But I don't expect that for another month or two. So with that, that's all I have.
Thank you. And I just want to, before I conclude this meeting, just thank everybody for kind of working with us on this first public hearing where we're actually taking, where we had the opportunity to take testimony at the meeting. We didn't have any, which both good and bad. But I also want to thank our attendees for sitting through this meeting and watching us work these things out. So thank you, everybody. If there is nothing more any commissioners or staff need to add, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting. All right, so I adjourn this meeting at 5:34 p.m.